On Monday, former President Trump attended a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery, honoring 13 troops killed in Afghanistan in 2021. But Trump campaign officials did not follow Arlington's rules, which prohibit any use of the site for political campaigning. As NPR correspondent Quill Lawrence reports, there was an altercation between Arlington officials and two Trump campaign staffers. Trump officials strongly deny this. Quill Lawrence joins us now. Hi, Quill.
Hey, Elsa.
Okay, so just lay out what you know happened.
So Arlington Cemetery officials had made clear in advance their rules for this visit, specifically that only an official cemetery photographer would be allowed in Section 60. That's where U.S. fallen from Iraq and Afghanistan are buried. Mm-hmm. When the motorcade arrived, along with several Gold Star family members whose loved ones are buried there, the campaign brought a staffer to film and take photographs. And when an Arlington Cemetery official tried to prevent that, she was verbally abused and pushed aside. At least one of those photos has been distributed showing the former president and Gold Star family members next to a tombstone in Section 60.
Okay, what has the Trump campaign said about all this?
Spokesman Stephen Cheng said in a statement, quote, "There was no physical altercation as described, and we are prepared to release footage if such defamatory claims are made. The fact is that a private photographer was permitted on the premises, and for whatever reason, an unnamed individual clearly suffering from a mental health episode decided to physically block members of President Trump's team during a very solemn ceremony." And the Trump campaign would not provide us with that video.
All right. Well, what about Arlington National Cemetery? What is their version or their response to all this?
So this afternoon, Arlington provided this statement to NPR. They said, quote, "Federal law prohibits political campaigns or election-related activities within Army National Military Cemeteries to include photographers, content creators, or any other persons attending for purposes or in direct support of a partisan political candidate's campaign. Arlington National Cemetery reinforced and widely shared this law and its prohibitions with all participants. We can confirm there was an incident and a report was filed," end quote. And I should add, the staff at Arlington, they see themselves as guarding some of the most hallowed ground in this country. They take this very seriously.
I imagine so. Can we just back up here, Quill? Why was former President Trump attending this ceremony in the first place?
So as we discussed in another part of the show, this was the third anniversary of a suicide bombing that killed 13 U.S. troops and more than 100 Afghans who were desperately trying to flee Kabul in the mess that was the American pullout in 2021. Former President Trump has been blaming President Biden and more recently Vice President Harris for their decisions on Afghanistan. And Trump was invited to attend this wreath-laying, and many of the families of troops killed that day have publicly blamed Biden for this chaotic withdrawal. But Trump has a controversial history with comments about disabled veterans and fallen soldiers. Some of his former staff have said that Trump thought troops who died at war were losers and suckers to have fought for no personal gain. Now, Trump denies these comments, but even this year he mocked the late John McCain for not being able to raise his arms up fully. You know, McCain was permanently disabled from his years as a prisoner of war in Vietnam. And just this month, Trump compared a Republican megadonor to troops who got the Medal of Honor. And many of those troops are buried at Arlington Cemetery.
Wow. What a story. That is NPR's Quill Lawrence. Thank you so much, Quill.
Thanks, Elsa.